Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander has written to Premier Doug Ford expressing support for the Automated Speed Enforcement Program or speed cameras in his community. The province said the government will soon table legislation to eliminate the cameras, with Ford calling them a cash or tax grab which is making life more expensive. Yet Ostrander's letter states that Brighton Speed Camera is located in a community safety zone, which includes two schools, a large daycare, a seniors care facility, and a park. He said the cameras are about increasing public safety.
I think they've got it wrong on this particular issue. We know in Brighton that our speed camera has reduced speeding on Elizabeth Street in our community safety zone. A community safety zone that has two schools, our largest park, and a senior's home by over 75%.
Statistics in the letter indicate initially the system recorded approximately 300 violations per day as of mid-September. When the letter was written, that number had dropped to just 73, a reduction of over 75%. Weekend violations were also down to 50%, a sustained change in driver behavior. The camera in Brighton was activated in mid-July. Councillor Jeff Wheeldon is in support of the speed camera program as it is proving to change driving habits.
We are seeing people slow down. It's very obvious. I was hearing some figures again yesterday about the difference in your chances of a full recovery if you get hit by a car going 30 versus going 40 versus going 50. And you have almost a complete chance of a full recovery if you get hit by a car going 30.
22 other municipalities have written to the Ford government calling for the legislation to be scrapped, but that considerations to the speed enforcement program be introduced, including warning tickets for first-time offenders, setting reasonable speed thresholds before a ticket is issued, a one-week blackout between offenses, and adjusting the operating times of the camera to function during high pedestrian use periods. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.